And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get going for you right now. The Michigan Department of Transportation announced that M15 will be temporarily closed starting next month. The road work will be the resurfacing of more than a mile of M15 on Tuscola Road, Trumbull Street, from Young's Ditch Road, 22nd Street North, to M25 Center Avenue. While the road work is being done, M15 traffic will be detoured from Columbus Avenue to M25 starting Saturday, August 1st, today, through August 13th. An additional closure will be in place on M15 from Columbus Avenue to Young's Ditch Road on Tuesday, August 4th, and Wednesday, August 5th. The highway improvements total about $841,000. While the work is being done, traffic will be detoured for both closures in each direction via Young's Ditch Road and Pine Road. Access to businesses will be maintained, and the work will extend the lifespan of the roadway and increase safety for motorists. And school resource officers from across Michigan are in Saginaw Township this week for the inaugural session of a new tactical response training program focused on school safety. The three-day School Resource Officer Tactical Assailant Response, or STAR, course is being held at Heritage High School through a partnership between the Saginaw Township Police Department and the National Association of School Resource Officers. Developed with the High Threat Training Group, the program is designed to prepare officers assigned to schools to respond quickly and effectively to active threats on school campuses. The training includes tactical response techniques, scenario-based exercises, decision-making under pressure, de-escalation strategies, and instruction on the appropriate use of force in rapidly evolving situations. According to NASRO, the course emphasizes solo officer response, recognizing that school resource officers are often the first law enforcement personnel on the scene during a critical incident. And the Bad Axe Board of Education has approved updated student handbooks for the upcoming school year, including stricter cell phone rules and revised dress code language. The changes passed on a 6-1 vote during Monday night's board meeting, with Vice President Nick Checkley casting the lone dissenting vote. Checkley said his concern wasn't necessarily with the policies themselves, but with introducing significant changes while the district is already navigating school consolidation and working to maintain student enrollment. Under the new policy, high school students will only be allowed to use cell phones during passing periods while at their lockers. Phones will no longer be permitted during lunch. A first violation will result in the phone being held in the office until the end of the school day. A second violation will require a parent to pick up the device. District officials say the updated dress code is intended to provide clear guidance on acceptable attire rather than introduce sweeping new restrictions. High school principal Craig Archer said the cell phone changes are designed to reduce distractions, encourage face-to-face interaction among students, and create consistency with policies already in place at the Huron Area Technical Center. Parents will receive information about the new handbook policies before the start of the school year, and staff will receive training to ensure the rules are enforced consistently. The next Bad Axe School Board meeting is scheduled for August 17th. And we'll be right back after this promotional message.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW debut in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary. All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.